Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
From Matthew 4, 18 to 22, Jesus calls the first disciples. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
Thanks, Kaylin. Why don't we all bow our heads in prayer, everybody? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come around your word in community. I thank you, Lord, that as you speak to us, God, that our hearts would be open to hear directly from the throne room of heaven as you speak through your servant today. We come excited to hear what you have for us as not just instruction, not just impartation, but words from our Abba Father today as you lead us by your spirit in life. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today, before I introduce our very, 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 very special guest who's going to come and speak to us today, I just wanted to recap because we're in our series called This Is Us, where we're talking about the values of Every Nation Brisbane. And so the first week we talked about discipleship. We were talking about just the process that God brings us through and growing in relationship with him. How many of you remember that? Like the importance of it. You remember the three new F words that we learned? Remember, we're getting rid of the old F words and we're learning new F words. A disciple what? Disciple fishes for the lost. What else? Follows Jesus and fellowships with other believers. Good job. Well done, class. Well done. Give yourselves a hand. Go ahead. Give yourselves a hand. Give yourselves a hand online. Hand clap emoji or something. I don't know. And then last week we talked about worship as well, where we were talking about the question. We asked the question, what do you want? Because it's what we desire that determines what we actually worship and what directs our lives. And so we've talked about worship. We've also talked about this, the value of family, that we don't sacrifice our families on the altar of ministry, that family is the unit that God uses to build his kingdom in the earth. And we also walk together as spiritual family, especially in an individualistic nation and culture like Australia. God has called us to walk in community with one another, no matter how hard it may get. You walk together. Turn to somebody and encourage them. Look, I'm called to walk with you, and I hope you like it, especially if they're your spouse. You might want to... I'm called to walk with you, Tina, and I hope you like it. Well, today we're going to be talking about the value of outreach in our church here at Every Nation Brisbane. I'm so glad you could join us here today because we have a very special guest speaker who's also here with his wonderful wife, Yinka. Pastor Yinka and Pastor Joshua have been dear friends of mine for 20 years now, which speaks to how old I am. No, 21 years, actually, because it was in 2000. I first met you at Pastor Kendu's table where we fellowshiped together. I still remember that dinner we had. I remember you. I don't just remember the dinners, just so you remember Pastor Joshua. But we've seen this region under his leadership. He is the director of our churches and campus ministries throughout this whole Oceania region. I'm actually really blessed to sit under his leadership and walk alongside him as a part of the regional team that help him to lead this ministry and this region. And I just wanted to, you know, honor you, Pastor Joshua and Yinka, as well. It's under your leadership. You know, Tina and I have only been in the country for 6.5, going on to 7 years. And in the time that we've moved here, we've seen churches, like I think before, let's say 8 years ago, we only had, from memory, 6 churches. But in the last 8 years, we're at this place now where we have 17 churches with another church plant happening in Fiji in a few months. So we're really excited about the health of, and the growth of what God's doing here in this region under this man and this couple's leadership. And both of them are doctors as well. They're doctorate students. As a fellow academic, I love hanging out with them because they're so full of wisdom. And they're the most compassionate and loving couple that I know, especially in a city like Sydney, because they need that. So I'm just kidding. Some of y'all are looking at me like, are you serious? Come on, man. Come on, just watch The State of Origin. I'm just saying, you need compassion. But we're so honored to have the Opadias with us and so honored to have Pastor Joshua come and speak to us today. So thank you, Pastor Joshua and Yinka, for making time to deposit into our church on behalf of our church here. So why don't we stand to our feet and give a rousing round of applause for the Opadias as they come. Pastor Joshua, come on, the floor is yours.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Nelly. And I thought you didn't want me to continue to stay around the way you were bashing Sydney. But anyway, the grace of God is sufficient for us. So we are living under the grace. How many of you believe that? Thank you so much, Pastor Nelly and Tina, for what you guys do right here in Brisbane. And even in our region, Pastor Nelly sits on the executive team of the Every Nation in Oceania. And we are always counting on his wisdom and direction, also in many ways. So at times, Pastor Nelly will have an idea and will say, well, Pastor Nelly, there's no other one that can run this idea other than you. How many of you were part of the last conference we did online? Yeah, it was his idea. So we put everything back on him. Just, you know, the amount of creativity, the wisdom, just really a great leader in I don't know why they are not leading this region, but anyway. So I'm really excited to be here. I'm here with my wife and our kids will be on their way. Hopefully they will meet the service. They are driving all the way from Gold Coast. But we also have some lovely friends right here who are here to worship with you guys today. You know, we just came to the Gold Coast for holidays. We love coming there. And since our son was living there, we decided, okay, this time around that the doors are open and everything is open, we'll come down to Gold Coast and have a break. So we've been around for the past almost about 2 weeks now. And Pastor Nelly said, you can be around without, you know, coming and being a blessing to us. I said, okay, we'll try and figure out how to do this. So today is our last day of the holiday. So I thought, well, I can get away with it if my members, people around in Sydney, if they see me preaching, they say, isn't Pastor Joshua meant to be on holidays? What's he doing on the pulpit? Well, this is the last day of our holidays. So we so we have been having a great time, and it's a blessing to be here. We always want to come here. We've been here a couple of times, and always, you know, being here, the worship, the excellent worship, Pastor Nelly, just an attestation to the gifting of God, the calling of God upon your life in the area of worship. So we're really excited to be here. You know, thank you, Kylie, for reading the scripture. Pastor Nelly gave me that scripture, and I think it's something that you guys have been going through in Matthew chapter 4. Really, as a movement, one of our heart is really to see the nation or the places we are engaged with the gospel. And not only engage with the gospel, to see people really follow Jesus in the sense of it. So that's why we emphasize discipleship. So you guys have been going through the scripture. And if you listen to the reading or you have it in your Bible, I want you to underline two places there. There are two places, but the same thing. Where it said immediately, or you can write it down. I'll tell you why in a moment. It says immediately, underline that, and also it says immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. We're going to dwell a bit on that word immediately, because I believe It's a very key word to the discipleship that Jesus was trying to bring into the lives of these people that he was calling. But before we go on, I want us to pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time. Holy Spirit, we invite you. We know you're already here. We ask you to have your way. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Everything I say, let it not be my word. Let it be that which you want me to say. And let it bring transformation into the lives of people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, how many of you know that immediately is a very important word? Have you ever been in a situation where you want something immediately? I've been in that so many times, you know, especially when I want my wife to do something for me and she's busy doing another thing. I said, can you do this for me now? Or maybe we have kids, you know, we really want them to do something. Oh, can you do it now? Oh, I'm coming, mom. No, now. We all know the importance of having something immediately. I mean, I think the genesis of all the fast food and the fast things that we have is because people want it immediately, you know? I mean, you sit down in the corner of your homes now, you can put your remote or your television on your remote and Netflix, and you have almost all the movies at the tip of your fingers. You just want it. You don't want to drive down to the movies anymore. It's right there. In fact, I think they actually have drive-through movies, don't they? Do you guys have it here? You drive through. Have you ever seen that? You just drive, you park, you watch the movie, and you drive out again. So we always want things immediately. So today what I want to do, I want to, the objective of the message I want to bring from the scripture that has been given to me is at the end of this message, we want to know how to respond to God's calling. At the end of this message, we want to know how to respond to God's calling. Now, let me give you the background to the scripture that we have just read, or the scripture that Kylie read. The background of that scripture we see is where Jesus Christ was calling his first disciples. He called Peter and Andrew, and he called James and John. That story was when he was calling them to come and be with him. And you know, one of the things that we always say about discipleship, and I think Pastor Nelly mentioned that a while ago, is discipleship is a call to follow Jesus. Everybody say follow. We follow Jesus. That's the call. The call to follow Jesus. But not only that, it's a call to also love and seek out others that are not following Jesus. We seek them out. We engage them. And we help them to do what? To follow Jesus. And apart from that also, we also see that discipleship is about fellowshipping. That's why, you know, I mean, this COVID has really created a lot of challenges for churches, where churches are not meeting. You know, a lot of people are not here, probably because they're watching it online. There's all this restriction going on. And, you know, people are missing fellowship. You know, I was on the call with our apostolic team. Pastor Steve was saying, I'm just waiting for the time. Pastor Steve is the president of Every Nation. He said, I'm just waiting for the time when we can have one-on-one fellowship. Because really, we cannot underestimate the importance of that. See, that's very important, a fellowship where we have one-on-one. We touch ourselves. We speak with ourselves. Amen. So when Jesus Christ was calling these people, he was calling them into discipleship. And he ate with them. They slept in the same place. They went around together. In fact, they prayed together all the time, at least, you know. But they were doing things together. There was a relationship. There was a fellowship. You know, there was accountability. There were things, you know, that they could see in each other and help each other to grow and become who they have been created to be. That's exactly what discipleship is about. Discipleship is not a thing of control. It's a thing of helping people to become whoever God has created you to be. How many of you know we are uniquely crafted and made? And the call of discipleship is to call us out and say, come and be who God has created you to be. So today, the title of the message is not discipleship. The reason why I've asked you to underline that word immediately is because that is the key word, the emphasis, the adverb there that has made it possible for these people to respond to the call that God, that Jesus Christ was calling them to follow him. Because you realize that the scripture says immediately, let me read that part. It says, when Jesus Christ says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men, it says immediately they left their nets. Immediately, very important. And he also says, he called John and James, and he said also in another part of that scripture, he says, immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. They left the boat, they left their father, they left their comfort place, they followed him. But there was an operational word there. That operational word was immediately. Everybody say immediately. That's very important. I have found out that one of the most successful stories are miracles or things that you read in the scripture happen when people respond immediately. When they respond immediately. You know, Isaiah, how many of you know the story in Isaiah chapter 6? God was calling Isaiah. He says, then Isaiah said, well, God said, who shall I send? Who will go for me? And Isaiah said, well, here I am, my Lord. You send me, Lord. I'm ready to go. Here I am, Lord. Use me. It was an immediate response. And I think that's very important as we continue to look at this particular story. So what is immediately? Immediately means at once, instantly, without intervening time between. It is doing it without complaining, without trying to figure it out, but to say, yes, Lord, if you said it, I will do it. The disciples left their boat, they left what they were doing, and they immediately followed Jesus. I believe one of the things that is going to help us to break through into this city is to have people. They don't have to be able to figure out how things are going to be, but they hear God and they know God is speaking to them, and immediately they follow the voice and they do what God has called them to do. I believe when we begin to see that, we're going to begin to see miracles, signs, and wonders, and ask people, how did you do it? I didn't know. God just says, talk to your neighbor. I talked to my neighbor. As I was talking to my neighbor, he was just crying. And I said, what's happening? He said, oh, I've been going through this. And you didn't know that before. And all of a sudden, God allowed you to pray for that neighbor, to speak life into that neighbor, to love that neighbor. And all of a sudden, things begin to happen. And you say, how did you do that? Are you an evangelist? No. I just responded immediately to the voice of God. And as I did that, God began to move. God began to walk. How many of you know God wants to walk in our lives? How many of you know God wants to walk in your life? You know, there are things that God has been speaking to you that God wants you to do, and he wants you to listen to him, do it immediately, because before he actually spoke that into your life, he already has everything lined up to accomplish that. But when we say, Lord, explain this to me, we're just whiling away time. God doesn't want that. So what are we saying here? Let's look at a couple of key points, and I will tell you some of our stories. That's what Pastor Nelly actually wanted me to talk about, our story, how we got to Australia. I mean, if you know, we are not originally from Australia, but God called us here. What does immediately mean in this scripture? The first thing is that immediately means trust God. Everybody say trust God. Immediately means trust God. Do not try to figure and try to reason it. And trying to find out, everything must fall in place before you say, yes, Lord. You can imagine if those disciples say, oh, Jesus, you know what? Just let me go and finish my business. Let me learn this trade more or add this degree or into my life. Then I'll follow you. They will have missed out. But they responded immediately. There are things that God is speaking to some of you here. You have been putting it. you know, aside and say, well, Lord, one of these days I will do it. But today, everyone say, immediately, I'll respond. So it says, trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will do what? He will make your path straight. That's what it means to trust in God. And to trust in God means to respond immediately. What does it mean to respond immediately? It means to give no room for fear or doubt. To give no room for fear or doubt. Because you see, one of the challenges of this is that if we don't respond immediately to the voice or to the call of God in our life, every other thought will come in. Doubt will come in. Unbelief will come in. Fear will come in. We'll start to think, oh, can we really do this? Is this really possible? But when we respond immediately, we give no room for fear. For in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of what? Of a sound mind. When we respond immediately, the power of God comes over us. In James chapter 1, verse 6 to 7 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. That is, when we doubt, it's impossible for us to actually receive that which God is telling us to do. Because all of a sudden we're thinking, is that me? Can I really reach out to my neighbor? Can I really go to that campus? Can I really plant the church? Can I really do this career or this business or whatever God is saying to us? Can I really do that? Can I really go on mission? Can I really do that? Is it possible? But he says we shouldn't doubt. Immediately, finally, means fight the good fight. Immediately means fight. Everybody say fight the good fight. Now, every call of God is a good fight. And you have been given permission to fight it. Because whether you like it or not, the all other things will come to you and want to stop you from doing that which God has called you to do. And because of that, you need to be able to fight it. You need to be able to fight unbelief. You need to be able to fight doubt. You need to be able to fight fear. You need to be able to resist the plans of the enemy to stop you from becoming what God has called you to be. Because if you do not, fear can cripple you and make it impossible for you to fulfill the call of God upon your life. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So I've just tried to show you from that scripture the meaning of responding immediately. I said the meaning of responding immediately means that we will do what? Who can remember? Trust God. Number two, give no room. Number three, fight the good fight. You know, this brings me to my story because really that's the message for today. I just gave you that as a background to the message. God called us to come to Australia about 21 or so years ago. We were all the way in Austria. And we were not ministers. We were involved in the church, but that we were not ministers. But before we moved to Austria, we had a prophecy upon our life that we were going to take the gospel to a foreign land as missionaries. But when we landed in Austria, we didn't know we were missionaries because we were actually just university, you know, we're doing a dissertation. We were busy doing what, you know, we were called to do there. We didn't know we actually, God, you know, how many of you know God is strategic? We didn't know that he had already brought us out of Nigeria as a missionary. We didn't know that. But one way or the other, when we got there, we just saw ourselves, plunge ourselves into that which you know, God is bringing across our path. And when we finished in that place, there were so many opportunities that were opening up for us. I have a PhD, my wife has a PhD, so we can do a lot of things. Even if you are not doing it overseas, we can do it back in Nigeria, you know, because that's a big title. So we can do a lot of things. There are openings, opportunities for us. But then right in our time in Austria, we knew God was calling us to continue on a mission in a different way, in a different path. And we said to ourselves, well, this is what God wants us to do. What are we going to do? We're just going to obey him. And when we had the opportunity to come to Australia, there were other opportunities open to us to actually work in a secular way. But because we have responded immediately to the call of God, we refuse to allow those distractions. How many of you know distraction is a big enemy to reacting to the call of God immediately? It's a big enemy. And, you know, we could also procrastinate. We could say, well, you know what? We can just work for a year or two. We can go into the secular world and do what, you know, we want to do for 2 or 3 years. And eventually, Lord, we'll come back to you and serve you. How many of you know that might not happen? It's almost like pushing back, you know, the things that God is calling us to do. We will procrastinate. We will just be on one spot. I know people who thought they were called, but because they did not immediately hit the nail on the head, they kept procrastinating. Procrastination is like just being on a rocking horse. You know, you just keep rocking, you're going nowhere. You're just on one spot, you know? And you are sweating, but you're just on one spot. But because we said immediately to God, if you want to use us, use us. Even though we're not from Australia, but we know if you want to use us here, why not? And because we said that, every other opportunities and things were just coming our ways, all the temptation, all the attack, and just to distract us. But we said no. We have said, Lord, this is now. And when you say immediately, there is no going back. There is no looking sideward or backward. It's looking to Jesus. When you say immediately, you look to Jesus, who is the one that has called you. And we know what God has called us to do. And that we have been in this nation for 21 years now. That immediately brought us to this point. And I tell you, when we look back, we say, Lord, thank you. He has brought us across many people. And we have some of them are sitting in this place today. You know, people that actually were first members of our church in Sydney. There, Dr. Spires and the family, Dr. Adibayo and the family stage is there. Are people that God brought across because we said, yes, Lord, immediately. I don't know what God is speaking to your heart this morning. I'm coming to the close of this message. That word immediately is very key. It could be something that the Holy Spirit has been impressing upon your heart. It could be something that is just coming to you right now. Or maybe something you've put in the cooler for a long time. But just as Jesus Christ called those disciples and they said they immediately left their net and their boat and they followed Jesus. Maybe some of you guys has been talking to you about mission. God's been talking to you about your neighbor. God has been talking to you about people around you. And you are kind of pushing it, you know, to another day. But God says, no, it's now. Everybody says now. God is calling you. Would you respond immediately? Will you respond immediately? I want us to stand up as we, you know, the scripture says here, as I conclude, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, Paul says, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. There are many that opposes me. Maybe that's how you feel. You have a sense of opposition. I just believe the Holy Spirit, more than this message, the purpose of this is that God wants to call out some destiny here. God wants to call out some callings here, if I may say that. God wants to release you from that fear. God wants to release you from that procrastination. God wants to release you from lack of trusting that when God calls, he's not actually asking you to do it. He will do it in you, through you. He's going to walk the walk through you because he has the power, the ability to do that. He's not asking you to do it. You know, I'm right here in Australia. People say, how did you come about doing this in Australia? You know, one, you are from Nigeria. You're an African guy. And you're believing God to reach a nation. And if you come to our church, you know, we are multicultural, multi-generational. It's so mixed, so diverse that somebody came to church a couple of Sundays ago and says, oh, your church is becoming less and less of this and more of that. I don't want to tell you more about that. Just the diversity, the people that God has used us. You can see even amongst the people that are visiting us today, the people that God has used us, because that's the call of God upon every nation, to reach diverse people, multicultural, multi-generational. That's our call. But God is calling somebody here immediately. God is calling somebody. Just lift up your hands if you feel that's you. God is calling you immediately. Immediately might be just to surrender your life in a very committed way. It might be the things that God has been speaking to your life. Just lift up your hands where you are. I want to pray with you. If you feel God is calling you immediately now, I don't know what it is. You don't need to tell me. You know it. But you know it yourself. You say, yes, Lord, I want to respond. Just put up your hands where you are. Put up your hands. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for those hands that are coming up. Put up your hands. Yes, thank you. There are a couple of hands up. Thank you. There's a lady there. There's another lady there. There's a brother there. Thank you. There's another lady. Just put up your hand. God is calling you immediately. What is God speaking to you? Can you just bring it before the Lord this morning? And say, Lord, I don't want to figure it out. I don't want to complain. I don't want to imagine. I just say, yes, Lord. Immediately, simple obedience. Simple obedience to the call of God. We simply obeyed God to come to Australia and to do ministry. It wasn't easy. There were times there was no money to buy petrol in the car. There were times the car could not even make it to the church. There were difficult times, but we kept doing it. We kept sticking to what we have committed to immediately. And today we have raised our family doing ministry. It's incredible. I don't know how it happened, but God did it. God did it. We can't figure it out. That's why trust God. The first point there is very important. If you are not ready to trust God, you want to trust your wallet, you want to trust your nationality, you want to trust your ability or your skill or your gifting, or if that's what you want to trust, then it will be difficult to move forward. But when you trust God, you say, Lord, you call me. Lord, you ask me to do this. And Lord, I respond to you immediately. I respond to you immediately. I thank God that I obeyed. Even all the times of pain and suffering and difficulty, no food in the fridge, no money in the pocket. Even those times now, I don't remember them so much because things are so good. God has been good. And I say, Lord, thank you that we responded immediately. It might be a call to your business. It might be a call to something. Father, I just pray for those hands. Keep your hands up if you have lifted them up. I just pray for those hands that are lifted up even right now, oh God. I know one of the things that really pushes people back is the spirit of fear. I rebuke that spirit of fear. If they are watching online and they are saying, immediately, Lord, we want to respond, I rebuke that spirit of fear. I rebuke that spirit of doubt. I declare that everyone lifting up their hands and everyone watching online, take that step of faith immediately to whatsoever God is calling you. It might be your marriage. It might be your relationship. It might be your business. It might be your career. It might be your school, your education. that you are saying, Lord, immediately I am going to do this. I'll step out into it. So, Father, Lord, we pray for them. I pray, oh God, these hands that are lifted up, that you anoint them with boldness, with courage. Hallelujah. You give them courage and boldness to step into the water. To step into the water, Lord. You give them the courage to step into the water. No fear, no timidity, no doubt. But the courage that comes from you. And Lord, they will be doing things that they never even thought of before in their life. They will take that step, next step into their relationship. They will take that next step to build their marriage. They will take that next step to do the business. They will take that next step, oh God, to go into the campuses, to reach out to their neighborhood. Father, Lord, they will begin to take that next step in the mighty name of Jesus. I release the anointing of boldness and courage upon these people in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I call out your destiny. I call out your purpose. I call out that which you have deposited in the lives of these people. I call them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I say they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Can we give God praise for that message? Thank you so much, Pastor Joshua. I just wanted to say on behalf of our church here, you know, I'm thankful you obeyed. You can take a seat, everybody. I'm thankful, Yinka, you as well. I know you don't, you know, you often stand in the shadows of your handsome husband, but I'm really thankful for both of you that you obeyed God, and we stand as a church as a part of the legacy that of your obedience to God, and so we acknowledge your obedience. Many of you may not realize, because often, you know, we may think that, you know, that there's a seeking of coming to Australia for a better life. Let me tell you something. I've been to the church that they were sent from, Realm of Glory in Nigeria and Lagos, and I wouldn't want to leave there. It's an amazing church. I went over there to help lead worship, and I was like, why do you guys need me to lead worship? You guys are wrecking me in terms of what God is doing and powerfully in that place. So the legacy that's come out of, you know, from the Ayodogbons, our pastoral leaders in West Africa, sending these two champions, you know, obviously from Austria to Australia, literally expanding the word Austria to Australia. I don't know if you noticed that, but that, you know, like we sit here because of the deposit of people being obedient, and I'm just wanting to challenge us, church. How many lives are going to be transformed if you step out immediately in your obedience to God? Having heard this word, it may be, like Pastor Joshua was saying, it may be a case of some of us in this room or online that may not have Jesus Christ sitting on the throne or the driver's seat of your life right now, and you're saying, you know what, I need to be obedient. I sense his calling, and he's inviting me to make this decision to follow him. So prayerfully, we will step fully into that. And as the pastor here at Every Nation Brisbane and our leadership, we want to pray for you and stand with you if you're making that decision. But also for the Christians that are in this room, I agree with Pastor Joshua. I believe that literally nations will be changed when we start to allow God to shift our mindset. You know, we have people that often visit our church because of the diversity, and they go, well, it's missing the population that's my ethnicity, so I'm not going to come. And I'm like, no, do you understand? You're the one that represents that nation that's called to reach that nation, because we're called to reach every nation. Be pretty hypocritical if our church was called Every Nation and it's just Filipinos or Samoans or Chinese or Madagascarians. I don't know what people. I just wanted to just pose this question for our time of prayer and application today. Everybody say immediately. Immediately. Understand this, guys, that delayed obedience is disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. In order to immediately step into the doors or the callings that God has for you, literally, like if we talk about doors, the image of doors, God opens doors, but sometimes what keeps us back is we've still got open doors behind us that God wants us to shut. So what I want us to do, and even for those of you who are online, is just take a couple minutes right now to pray about what it is that God's calling you to step into immediately, that God has opened that door for you. Let's make a decision today as faith is, I sense, arising in this room, to make that decision to take that step of faith out. Just take a couple minutes to pray and to apply what God is speaking to us today. I don't want us to miss this moment. I know that God is speaking in this room. So can we do that? Just a couple of minutes, and then let's get ready to worship God and thank Him that He does include us in His plan. He wants us to co-labor with Him. Let's take a couple of minutes. You can use that question, or you can just answer the question that Pastor Joshua was asking. What's God calling you to do immediately?
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.